time to kick the tires and light the fires. Do it.
Woo.
Sorry, guys. I had to throw in a little bit of Top Gun there. And welcome, everybody, to the Memorial Day edition of Monday Maniacs. Before we get started, I just want to say happy Memorial Day to the people in the States. And let's not forget why we celebrate this day. It is not for hamburgers and hot dogs. It's to remember the people who lost their lives and helping us protect this country. So thank everybody for your service who has served and has and currently is. I don't know. I'm terrible. Sure. I just want to go that way.
Sure.
That's the reason for the day.
Kudos.
Thank you. And it looks like people are starting to jump in. So wait a little bit before we say hi to everybody who's tuning in. I just want to say, guys, how's it been? I feel like I haven't talked to you in about 3 hours. So how's it going?
It's been a little while, hasn't it?
It's been a day chock full of DCS, you might say. Yeah, I don't really know what to expect tonight, man, with the holiday and everything. It might be a skinny show tonight. Who knows?
We'll see. That's what I'm thinking, and I'm okay with that.
They're going to miss out on all of the fun and all the new. Wow. Oh, baby. Don't look up at the sky when you and your clan done suggested one. That got made for tonight.
That is the suggestion I heard. And yeah.
That is true.
I'm passing it along.
One of these is your fault.
That's right.
Not totally.
It is pretty funny, though.
It was. I suggest we say that to right before we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to get shut down for that one.
We did get a good hour without it getting crashed on the test site, but we've had fails in there before, so fuck that. Yeah, we'll wait. You'll wait.
All right. Man. Well, Crank, how you doing? Do you want to go through your spiel first?
Yeah, I'll hit that here in a second. Yeah, I'm doing good. Just I got a little bit of a headache today, but I'm making it through.
You spotting?
I'm spotting. I tried to take a nap to get rid of it, but that did not work because then I woke up and I finally had Ziggy's list and had about 20 minutes, 30 minutes to build all the graphics for tonight.
Nice.
Yeah. So
we appreciate all that you do, Crank.
They're not perfect. They're not perfect, but they work.
Everybody, while you're remembering all the veterans and everyone that's going, please remember the Crank for all the hard work he does and puts into the show, because without him, well, you know.
Without him, it would be like the very first Monday Maniacs where we just had the balls pop across the screen.
Right.
Because Zag and myself are illiterate when it comes to certain programs we try to use. I've been working on one for a year, and I still suck at it.
You know, even the stuff I had experience with is tough to go back, and you got to relearn the new stuff with all the new tricks and new bells and whistles they put in there. So this shit is, you know, it's an effort, man. It's a labor of love. But we'll do it. We're getting there.
And we're working on a whole new thing that's going to have so much more.
Yeah. We've been teasing this fucker since, like, what, January?
We keep bringing it up, but I'm telling you, man, it's coming. We're right there. We're at the cusp of unleashing this motherfucker on the nation, and it's gonna flip this thing, man. Get ready.
Well, we're actually going to need some of the members and some of the fans' help once we get some more kinks worked out to test these.
A dry run.
This new idea, so.
We're going to need some dedicated DCS that can keep their fucking yapper shut and not spill the beans on what's going on, man. We're going to have to get a letter, a disclaimer. What is it?
NDA?
Non-disclosure agreement. You got it. This thing is huge, man.
I am not making any promises.
All right. We got James in here. We got Tyrone and Tanya. They're doubling up on us. I like that. And we got Tommy in here. What up, Tommy? Hey,
Tommy Clark.
Ooh. And hey, Purple Goth is in the house, at least.
You know what? It's been a couple of weeks since we've seen Purple Goth.
Yeah, it has. We got SM. I believe that's SM. S. Michael. SM Sims. No, not S&M. Stop.
Hey, I don't mean anything directly bad about it. That's just my nickname for him. I have nicknames for everybody.
We don't need to know. I don't want to know his like proclivities for that kind of stuff. That's his business. We got Kiara in here. We got James. We got Sheila. Hello, Sheila. Seth's in the house.
Phone, Sheila.
So Sheila, Seth.
Oh, hey, we got a. Seth. No, they were in here last week, I think. Sloppy Horror Podcast. Howdy, fellas. Hope all is well. Thank you, Sloppy Horror. Thank Hope you're having a good time. And yeah, I think that's everybody that's in the house right now. So let me hit my sales pitch here. Throat's a little funky, but we'll get through it.
He's got
Make
a headache.
Sure, thank you guys for watching. Make sure to tune in and follow us on all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. And, of course, on YouTube. Make sure to hit that subscription bell while you're there. Not that bell. No. Wrong. Stop it. Stop it. Wrong bell. This bell.
Count. No.
Much better. Where'd that come from? Make sure to also visit our website at deathcursesociety.com where you can catch up on all the good things that we've got going on, all our videos, a lot of other stuff on there, fan films, all that. Make sure to check out the join section where you can become a member of the DCS. You can be a camp counselor for $3 a month, a crazy Ralph for $10 a month, or a final girl or guy for $25 a month. You get all kinds of perks that go along with that. Check out the page for details. Then flip on over to the shop. We got some stuff in there. We got a new shirt we're debuting tonight that we're going to show you here in a little bit. All kinds of things in there. All of this goes in to support the business of the DCS, help us pay a few bills, help us get some new equipment, potentially help us make it to conventions, things like that. You got all kinds of stuff in there. Check it out. There's something for everybody.
Oh, since then,
all DCS.
We're coming.
And then check out our podcast. We're on all the platforms out there that we can think of. Check it all out. And if you don't subscribe and follow us,
burn in hell, but let's go burn in hell.
That's right. You'll burn in hell.
Harsh.
No, you won't. You won't.
I know. No, you won't. No. It's just more of a warning than a reality. How about that?
Jesus, dude. Nice job on the fan film section, man. I was clicking around there. That is a fucking hall of fucking fan films. And it's got, right now, I would say, includes just about everything you need. All the best ones are fucking there. And we're still adding more. But good God, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's, I want to say, around 160 fan films on there that we've compiled so far.
It just kept going.
It's crazy.
Kept loading and loading. I was like, what the fucking far does this go?
And it looks good, too.
Yeah, it's all laid out. You can see it. And, of course, headlined by It's Me, Billy, right now, our fan film pick. If you haven't seen it yet, man, good God, go see it. It's the direct sequel. I'll call it a sequel to 1974's Black Christmas because it's that fucking good.
Hey, don't give too much away. We want them to tune in when we drop.
And we'll talk more about it here in a couple of days. We've got our review coming out, so
that's true.
Yeah.
And simmer down. Before we get too far, I just want to say
I was gonna hit a couple of the comments real quick because Purple God says long time no see. Always miss you guys because of the time difference. Yeah. We got a list from Tommy already. All right. Silent D's in the house.
That's what I'm saying. Silent D.
Yeah. We got a question from Sean. Ask, are you doing the haunted house again in Wheatland? I lived there from 78 to 81. The Wheatland Methodist Church is said to be haunted. I assume that's for you, Ziggy.
Well, it's Westland, but we're no longer doing the haunt. We lost access to the property where we were doing it. So we can't do it anymore. So we had a decade of scaring the shit out of people, and we will always cherish it. We'll be part of that history. But right now, it's all over.
Yeah.
It was good, though. It was a lot of fun.
James says, you can put a sticker on your skateboard. You're goddamn right. You can put a sticker on your back corner of your car windshield, too.
Always remember
upper stickers. Left. That's, if you want to fit in with the crew, it has to be in the upper left.
Upper left? All right. I'll remember that. And James also mentions, yes, the website looks well organized. Thank you, sir. S. Michael says, agreed. The fan and short films are looking great over at the site. Thanks for compiling them. And look who else is in the house. Chris is here.
Oh, the birthday boy himself.
Happy motherfucking birthday.
Woo!
All up in this bitch.
All right.
Take it away, Colonel.
I will. God damn it, I will. Like we all know, the importance of the day, but what was also just most people, we got a three-day weekend. I wasn't so lucky. So French overlords do not care about United States holidays. Everybody had a nice long weekend, which is kind of the unofficial start to the summer. So that's why we're doing our top five summer horror films. I'm curious how people took it. Did they take movies that took place in the summer? Movies you watch every summer. Really wasn't a defined reason for this top five.
No.
So before we get our list, I just want to say cheers for the official start to summer. Might as well get a nice cold summer seasonal brew.
Do you have a frosty beverage to partake of?
I did. It's like, almost like a wine cooler cut instead of orangey. Well, you can show your Mountain Dew.
I said cheers, dude. Damn.
Rattler, all shit's dripping on my computer. It's called Scooter, but I swear to God, when I saw it on the shelf, it was like this. I was like, oh shit, they named a beer Cooter. That's awesome. Then I saw this.
God damn it.
I got pumped.
Hey, one more thing I want to mention is I want to say a big thank you to the gang over at Roseblood. Upcoming Friday the 13th fan film. They sent us a couple of goodies. We got this signature ready 8x10 promo pick. And then we also got a magnet, which is on my fridge already, right next to my vintage Incredible Hulk fridge magnet that I've had since I was probably 4 or 5. That thing's at least 40 years old. So Peter Anthony and crew, thank you for sending that out to us. We all got it now. So, yeah.
Looking forward to having one more week and sign mine if I ever get to a con she's at. I haven't been lucky enough to meet her yet.
She's just kind of new to the circuit, I think, really.
She's hit and miss. I think she stays mostly regional. I think she lives down in Texas and has an acting school down there.
Yeah.
She stays mostly regional, but I imagine with this film, she's going to be kind of required to do a couple of further out ones. So. Could be fun. She's a nice person. She's real cool. Yeah. She's still very bubbly. I'll give it that much. She's very energetic and kind of positive and happy. And
I love the idea of her bringing that character back. So I just, I hope those guys got it right. I'm sure they did that because he's dying to talk about it. He's just like, hey, you gotta wait. You gotta see it.
Well, I'm dying to talk about it too, and even some of the fans, they've been commenting on the channel and on our social media pages. They're like, "Man, I like the idea of this, but something seems off." Or they're talking about, like, I think S. Michael was saying, I don't know how this Dr. Cruz thing is going to work if it's in her head and he's still aged 30 years. Like, how's that going to work? That doesn't make sense, but.
Yeah, well, kind of.
We'll figure it out in late October, early November.
Yeah, we'll definitely get all them guys out here and give them the third degree on everything.
Mm-hmm.
We'll unleash the whole barrage at when they get here. It'll be great.
Yep. Who gets to go first?
Yeah, who gets to steal all of the fucking thunder?
Ooh, baby. I like the way this rotation went, but it could be Crank. Because his will be all fucked up and weird.
It doesn't matter to me. You guys,
what the fuck does that mean?
I just know he's going to start off with number 5.
It's your show, dude, so you call it. Pick one.
Me? Fuck yeah, let's go with Crank. He's on the bottom.
Yeah.
All
right.
Now, I do not know his list, so bear with me with your posters. I will get them, though.
I can get them.
I think I can
get it. Okay, all right.
Fuck it. Whatever.
I'll get it just to make it easy since I didn't see the list.
Well, look at the comments.
Two more things we need to say, though. Oh. Hey, thanks to our members, our final girls and guys. Of course, Chris, Lorena, Christy, Luke, and Tyrone. Our crazy Ralph, Angelo, and our camp counselors, S. Michael and Dave. Thank you, folks, for chipping in on the DCS bills. We do appreciate it.
Yes.
And our...
You got to get him a golf hat. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And our new shirt that we want to kind of throw out there for now. We got a new design. It's not anything too original, but we love all of you, regardless of what you love. And since June is Pride Month, we did go ahead and jump on the bandwagon and do the rainbow DCS logo Pride shirt. So those are available right now. They are actually on sale as well. I believe they're $15.99 and up. So check those out. They are available at shop.deathcursesociety.com. Everybody does this around this time. We figured why not? So there you are. And those will be available for a limited time, maybe, or at least at that price for a limited time. So
through the month.
Yeah. So there you are. All right. Now I got to start my list. Ugh. I don't like going first because I don't get to steal really any of your thunders.
What do you mean?
You got some, I'll bet.
Yeah, we got a couple. Yeah, we got a couple of matching. Most of them are matching, in at least to somebody, but we'll see. I took this as movies that took place mostly during the summer. That's how I took it, not movies I like to watch during the summer or anything like that, just movies that take place during the summer, which obviously opened it up to summer camps and things like that. So number five is Sleepaway Camp. Number five.
There you go. You forgot.
A classic. Can't really say too much. I'm going to let you guys talk about most of this. But just a classic. That ending, holy shit. Phyllisa Rose is still a beloved icon in the horror community. Pretty much from that one role. She's had others. I'm not saying she hasn't. But, you know, that's the one everyone knows her from.
She's such a sweetheart, too.
And she is, yeah. Ooh. Number four for me, The Lost Boys, one of my all-time favorites. It's one of those perfect vampire movies. We've talked about this so much, I don't really feel like I have to say too much about it right now. One of the newer ones on my list, though, and this should be no surprise to the returning fans, number three for me, Midsommar. I love this movie. I love to be able to talk about this movie with some of you. A few of us have had discussions online and through social media about it, and I like that. It's one of those movies that you either hate or you love, and this is one I really, really dig, mostly because the acting is just out fucking standing. The story is just weird enough for me, so I really dig it. Number two is the nostalgia factor, and obviously you can't just pick one of these movies because they all take place during the summer, and there is 12 of them, so the entire Friday the 13th series. What?
Recent shower thought. I was going over this list. Yes. Do you say they all take place in the summer? There's one in question. Technically two in question.
The Freddy versus Jason,
because they're in school.
Right. And also, Jason X.
Jason X, because you really don't know.
Right.
But they're summer movies. They all count. That's what I'm just saying.
Yeah. Cool. I consider the primary, at least the bulk of the series takes place during the summer. And I grew up on these films. They've always been a part of my DNA. I could probably quote a third to a half of the entire franchise. I just love these films. They're great. Honorable mentions for me. This one's going to get me in trouble with some of you guys. I know it is, but I had to include it because it's probably the only one that actually has summer in the title, not counting Midsommar. But I Know What You Did Last Summer. I have a weird love affair for this movie. Yes, it's 90s. Yes, it's kind of MTV generation horror. Yes, it's teen horror. But I like this film. I don't know why. There might be two reasons I like it. I don't know. But what?
I'm not even going to continue that joke. Oh, I was about to. You'd be proud of me. I really held my tongue on that.
Really? Wow. I'm kind of shocked. Another newer one on my list is A Quiet Place. After seeing the second one just recently, I went back and revisited the first one, and man, that's such a good movie. And the originality of it and the newness of it. In 2017, is that when this one came out, I think? 2017, maybe?
I think it was 2018.
Okay. A couple years ago, the newness of it was pretty damn impressive, and I enjoyed it. And it crept barely in to my list. And then my third honorable mention, I hate the second part of this, and I love the original miniseries, but that first It movie, that was from 2017, blew me away. The kids, their relationship and the acting that they had, where they were able to just show that friendship, the Losers Club, so good. And they were just outstanding together. In Chapter 2, the adults did not capture that, and it kind of ruined the movie for me, along with some of the shitty CGI. But we've spoken about this. So, not going to go too much further into that. And number one, you can't think about fucking summer horror movies without thinking about the all-time classic, Jaws. That's, you got the beach, you got the water, you got the ocean, you got the crowds just storming the beach like they're coming out of a pandemic and they have no cares in the world. And then you have a shark eating a bunch of people. Yeah. Lovely. Lovely film. And that's my top five summer horror films. Ta-da!
Good list, Crank. Good list. Oh, I stepped on somebody's Oklahoma.
Oh, it's okay.
Sorry.
Didn't even show up on my end.
All right, good enough. Well, looks like a good list. Before we get too far, I know before we get to more of the comments, I've seen a couple lists come through. And Tommy Click. Top five, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. 4, Evil Dead 2. 3, Army of Darkness. 2, Friday the 13th Part 7. And number 1, Demon Wind.
Demon Wind.
I got a funny story about Demon Wind. Maybe we'll get to that later tonight. And then Kiara has a list. Her list, the Sleepaway Camp, Friday the 13th series, Jaws, I Know You Did Last Summer, and Midsommar.
Woohoo! See, good list, Kiara?
Tommy and Kiara.
See, good Kiara? List. You and I are right there again.
All right. Let's get caught up on the comments here. Purple Golf said, watch Summer of... I know it's 1845, and she did correct herself in 1984, but I knew when she said 1845. 1984, that was cool. I agree. I thought that was a decent film. Yeah. Also, Stephen King, 1922, was not bad. Kiara loves the rainbow shirt and says,
thank you.
Have that forever. And then James, everyone steals each other's thunder. He is very correct in that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Purple Goth, Jaws. Smiley face, thumbs up.
Damn.
James, here's one I thought about myself, but Jason Takes Manhattan takes place during the summer. I say it kind of does because they're going on their senior trip. So it's kind of, honestly, it's more in the spring, but it's towards the end of the school year. I'll allow the summer take. But, I mean, he's kind of right. It's
close. It's close, yeah.
And he also says, oh, bulk of the series, what he's talking about.
Right.
Also adds, I would count Zombio as summer horror. It's fun. It's Brazilian. It's shot on video. And it can be found on YouTube.
Ugh.
Add it to the list.
No doubt.
Let me put you guys out there on something real quick. There's a movie, and maybe you could find a link for me somewhere. And I'll buy it if I have to. It's no big deal. But I'm looking for one called Boarding House. Like, pretty much a porno company made a movie. It's terrible, but it did the dumbest thing. Like, before they went to their gore, and it's all shot on video. Probably one of the first shot directly on video. It did, like, something called Terror Vision. So, like, when the bad scene was going to happen, you'd get a drone would go off if it was something mild. If it was something really heavy, this gloved hand would go right into the screen before it would happen with a big rainbow behind it. It's so bad, but it needs to be done on the Zig Zag Zone. So, you astute sleuths of finding the rare stuff out there, Boarding House. It's out
boarding
there.
Boarding House?
Wow. Boarding.
That sounds Yikes. Awesome.
It's not, but I need to cover the gore on the Zigzag Zone. I must.
Okay.
Fair enough. Tyrone says, nice lit crank. Purple Goth. Jack Frost is on mine. Always found it fun. And Jack Frost, too.
Huh.
I'll be nice. S. Michael. And don't call you by your nickname. I don't want to offend Crank. Jaws affected more people on a deep psychological level than any other movie. Glad to see it at the top of Crank's list. It really
it did. It did fuck with people back in the 70s, man. You know? They stayed away from the beach for years after that movie came out.
And it still does to this day. We're about to find out. I'll tell you when we get to my list. We'll find out why.
Okay.
Tommy Click, Jill. Oh, my God. I don't remember that. Tereshita. I don't know. From Sleepaway Camp 3 is One Hot Mama.
Now I got to watch Sleepaway Camp 3 again.
Yep. And then Seth has a list. Number 5, Hills Have Eyes, 2006. 4, The Hitcher. 3, Friday the 13th. Final Chapter, 2, Jaws, 1, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1974.
See, Seth, wait a minute. Great minds think alike.
Seth, wait a minute. No Midsommar on your list? Oh, I'm sorry. Did that one go over your head or something? I don't know. Oh,
stop.
That's an inside joke just for Seth. Hopefully he's still here to get it.
Well, speaking of which, Tommy, we're going to give it this one to you tonight because we couldn't last week. Mr. Zigzag, please review Freddy's Nightmares Season 2, Episode 11, Dreams That Kill. Please go to Yahoo and check it out. That's my request. Your live stream rocks.
Listen.
Thank you, Tommy, and one of us will get to it.
It's on the plate, which is just we got so much shit that's already in place. It's like a conveyor belt coming at us, and we got to eat this shit as it's coming. It will get done at some point. We've heard you. We respond. We will do it. We promise.
Trust me, we talk about it. It's like, are you going to do it? Or you want me to do it? Or are we going to do this? We're going to do that. But there's other things we got to do for biweekly. And honestly, it doesn't really fit into what we do. But for you, we will do it. Just give us a little bit of time.
Yep. Be patient, young Padawan.
And Tyrone has his list. Holy shit. All right, Tyrone, number 5, Hills Have Eyes. 4, Jaws. 3, The Devil's Rejects. 2, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I guess he's going to leave us hanging for the number 1, but we're waiting
for the number 1. What kind of cliffhanger bullshit is that, Tyrone?
Yep. Heard you guys got some kick-ass magnets and pictures, sir. You know it.
Yes, sir.
We already talked about it, but yeah, I got mine right here. I'm getting ready, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, redo my entire set, so that's probably going to pump up here in a minute.
Yeah, trust me, I'm thinking about redoing mine. And to make, because I'm tired of this piece of shit falling on me. You will find out eventually, I'm sure.
Mine's
I'm just going to slap it all up on the fucking wall and go with it.
Mine's too fucking expensive now, man. I'm not touching it.
We got a great outtake from the Colonel's set falling down on him during this last recording episode. So
we're leaving it in.
Stay tuned for that in the outtakes at the end of the show. Not this show, but when that releases.
You gotta admit, I went full blown superhero and caught that shit like.
It's like Spider-Man. This is heavy.
It was great. It was great. You got Seth.
Nothing, Seth.
Number 6. Yeah, buddy.
Thank you, Seth. He knows the jokes.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Monday Maniacs from Death Curse Society. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stick around.
The Death Curse Society has just become an associate producer on the film.
Yes.
Bravo. Bravo. Death Curse Society, guys, is so awesome. I met the guys, all three of the guys, at Indianapolis last year for Horror Hack. And I met those dudes, and I gotta tell you, like, I hung out with them, we took pictures, I signed some stuff, they gave me a t-shirt, it was awesome. They are awesome guys, so super cool. I am so glad to have them on board this campaign, and also on board the film, and now they are going to be IMDb credited as producers on this movie.
Everybody's on social media these days.
Well, Death Curse Society is too. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also, don't forget to look for us on YouTube. We drop videos on there all the damn time, and you don't want to miss it. It's good stuff. Death Curse Society. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Woo!
Hello, this is Nathan Basil, a.k.a. Leslie Vernon, and you are watching Death Curse Society.
For God's sake.
That's fucking funny.
Speaking of jokes, Zag, let's get ready to deal with this.
Okay, now that all the excitement...
You got Biggie's list now?
Yeah, all the prestige is all gone. I'll come out here and bomb my list real quick. Here we go, number five. Already mentioned, Sleepaway Camp. Just a good summer movie, man. If that's the theme, summer is a camp movie. It's slasher, killer, and a chick with a dick at the end. What more could you ask for? Number four. Surprised this didn't turn up on... Well, I don't know. I don't want to spoil it. Maybe it did. But The Tales of Madman Mars. Madman. Mm. It's a creepy one, man. You haven't seen it. It's great until you actually get an up-close look at his face. And then it kind of sucks. But it's still, it's a good slasher, man. And you should see it at least once. Number three, just edging Madman just a little bit. Some of Savini's best work in The Burning on Cropsey. Yes, The Burning. Hedge trimmer killings and stabbings. Perfect. I love it. Not a great story altogether, but hey, man. I think it stands a little bit apart most of the chum that came out at that time. Number two, mostly the first one, but I did add one to it because it's kind of in that same department, but Jaws and Piranha. Those are the two. But go back to Jaws because that is where it really was. And as Michael said in there earlier, it just changed the whole scene of going to the beach and the ocean and the water. It fucked everybody up big time. It screwed them up for years with these fucking movies. And it still stands up today. Yeah, the shark looks pretty fucking hokey now, but who gives a fuck? It's still scary as fuck. Anybody would be terrified facing a shark in the fucking big water. I don't care who you are. Anybody. All right, here we go with the honorable mentions.
Hold on. Before we get to those,
yeah,
I wouldn't be worried. Okay?
Why?
I really wouldn't. Because I've seen Police Academy, where they go to Miami, just go in that fucking waist-deep water with your fucking 44 mag. Put it right up to his nose, they'll take off. This is America, baby. We're allowed to carry those around.
What is wrong with us tonight?
I don't know what to say to that.
I think we filmed half an episode. That's our color.
We got jokes and jokes. All right, here's the honorable mentions, and I went back and revisited some things just to be sure, and to maybe your surprise, after all the shit I've given it, I put something on my list that many of you may be shocked to see. That's right. My first honorable mention is Midsommar.
Woo!
In the right frame of mind, in the right mood, I understand why this movie appeals to so many. I'm rarely in the mood for this kind of movie, and that's just me, and that's fine. I get the movie. Just not for me, man. It's just not for me. I guess I'm stuck in that 80s slasher trope. I don't give a fuck. That's who I am.
I'm going to take that as a minor victory anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No.
I win.
I'm not going to go against good filmmaking when it's well crafted, okay? I just don't dig what it was all about, really. I don't know. That's just
I didn't hear exactly what you said, but I heard I win. All right, thank you. Yeah.
Honorable mention number two. I completely regret putting that on there now. This movie's kind of stupid, really, but it terrified me as a kid, especially the poster. Going to the beach and getting sucked down into the sand by monsters, Blood Beach. That was another nightmare. Look at that poster, man. Jesus Christ. And the movie's kind of, it's dumb, all right? I'll say it. It's dumb. It doesn't hold up at all, but the concept, What a scary, strong concept that is, man. Jesus Christ. Final honorable mention, and probably should have made the major list here, but I just had to, you know, I kind of go with how I like them and what I like about them and stuff, but it could very well have been on 5-4-3. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The original, it's fucking hot as fuck. It's Texas. You know, well, it's kind of hot as fuck there all the time, but
yeah,
it's still summer. And yeah, it's an honorable mention because it's enough fucking accolades everywhere else around here from the DCS, for God's sake. And finally, at number one, it's no surprise, the seminal camp killer franchise, Friday the 13th. It's right there. It's what it's all about. When you think summer, you can't not think camps and murderers and mothers in beheadings and hockey masks and all that good shit. So that's what it's all about. Friday the 13th, the number one summer franchise. Say, bam.
Good list, Ziggy. Good list.
And I do regret not putting The Hills Have Eyes on there, man. Because that is a good one. That remake they did. That is a tense fucking movie.
That could have fit.
You know, it's funny. As soon as someone mentioned The Hills Have Eyes, this is what I imagined Zag thinking.
Oh, wait.
Totally, man.
Oh, wait.
I thought about it earlier. Even the original, you know, it's like, but, you know, kind of dug the other ones better. But that remake is strong, man. Very strong.
That was a pretty good fucking remake, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Uh-oh, did my thing fucking video crash the fucking show here or what?
No, I don't think so.
I just think people got tired of watching us.
It was just my bad list. Got rid of everything. I'm sorry.
They went back to the barbecue.
Like I said, we all assume it's going to be a thin fucking night anyway.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're going to press on, man.
All right, let's see here. Where do we go? All right. Got
a list from Tanya.
You got a list from Tanya? All right, there it is. It's Tanya's list. Number 5, I Know What You Did Last Summer. Number 4, Friday the 13th. Number 3, The Lost Boys. 2, Friday the 13th, Part 6. And number 1, Friday the 13th, Part 7. Good list, Tanya. Good list.
We just got a comment from Lorena that said the video did die on Facebook.
Damn it.
Good job, Zag.
I didn't test that one last week, so.
I wondered about that.
It's still climbing, though. Right? Well, how could that be?
Because they're probably watching on Twitch and YouTube.
Ah.
See Lorena commenting on YouTube? Nando, thanks for telling us.
All right. Well, could we relaunch?
Yeah. Hold on. It's right. Still on there.
Is it? Let me see.
You sure? Give us a moment, folks, while we check into our issues here.
Technology.
That was a pretty long clip of They Live, man. What we might want to start doing is speeding those up.
The thing. Yeah.
No, it's still rolling.
Yeah, we're still live.
See? Wow. No.
Oh, man, that's for real? Because that just seems... I've just never seen a drop like that before.
Yeah. Give it a second. No. All right. Stop that. All right. Let's get back to some of the comments. If we don't see any Facebook comments for a minute, maybe we will re-up. I'll test it.
If you can see us on Facebook, please.
Well, we're climbing, so maybe we're back. But we're going to start before I kicked off. Tommy says, snap it to the Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. And Peter loves it, but our decorations and all that. Let's give a great DCS shout-out to... Mike and Jay from Women. Hi, Mike and Jay from WWAM.
Wham.
Okay.
Yep.
What up, Mike and Jay? Purple Goth, the Beach House 2020.
Sure.
No. Not on the top 5.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't put a top five, but I dug it for what it was when we reviewed it. But then again, I mean, we were pretty desperate for shit last year.
Oh.
She's also trying to remember all the summer films she has seen. Death Curse Society. Red Crank. Have you ever seen Jaws in 3D?
I did see it in 3D.
Yep. Okay. Now the video is blocked.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just now getting the notification, so.
Let's right, pause.
Let me finish these YouTube comments with people from YouTube to comment.
All right, yes.
And Tommy also wants us to check out the Freddy's Nightmares promo trailer.
Sure.
That's it. Tyrone, great list, Zag.
Thanks, dude.
All right, Lorena helped us out. James does have his list. James, we're going to come back to your list once we go live. I don't want anybody to miss it.
Right.
Lorena also says, dude, hello, dudes, dude.
Oh, crashed the show.
He did. I think we're live on Facebook already.
Yeah.
All right, so we're totally live all together.
Right, we're back on all the way.
Good thing I said what I had to say before we came back. Woo! Fuck, I forgot to screenshot James's fucking list.
Did you?
Yeah.
Should be able to go back to it.
No, it's a whole new stream, buddy. All those comments are gone.
Yeah, but they'll be logged in the other page. James, do your list again, dude.
Yes, please. Okay. Name it, Zach.
Am I muted?
No, no, you're not muted. I just said, God damn it, Zach.
Yep.
Say, next time you do a fucking wino, all right, I'm going to be like, seriously think about this. And you'd be like, I did. I really want to do it. And then I'm just going to say, fuck, I can't find it. We delete it? Well, I can't find it. Oh, here it is. I want to say this.
No.
But everybody's out there going,
well, we're waiting.
All right. Well, he just sent his list back in. It was James.
There right? It is.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, James. Thank you, buddy. Sorry, I forgot to take the damn screenshot. We'll wait till we get some more people in here. I know we got Alaskan joined us. Happy Monday, DCS. Woo! Hope you guys are having a great one.
What up, brother?
What's up, what Alaskan? Up, Alaskan? And Andy's with us now. He says, he's back. The man behind the mask.
And he crawled out of his hole.
So that's what's amazing with the 10 people watching now. They heard us sing terribly.
I should have went
to this. That's another outtake that's going to be in some of the some of the episode, too. We did an entire Jeffersons theme song.
Oh, my God, yeah. Let it fly, too.
As a group, that's going to be fine.
All right.
What?
What?
All right, well, I'm going to give James list. I think we're back up. I think everybody's back. The majority of people are back.
Yep. S. Michael says Y&O broke the show.
Damn right it did.
That's good.
It was his royalty checks. We use the show his work so damn much.
They can't take away his audio version.
The funny thing is, man, he sent me a letter like, hey, you know, just buy me a case of MD 2020 and we'll call it square. And I'm like, dude, I ain't paying the $25. Fuck you.
Yeah. Who's got that?
I ain't paying that.
For whiskey? I don't think so.
Fuck no. All right. James, top five. Humanoids from the Deep.
Ah, that's a good one.
Four, The Ruins. Yeah, I know. I was like, shit. Now I'm seeing it. That. Three, Blind Sun. Two, Funny Games, the original. Honorable mentions, Mosquito. I know you did last summer, Madman and Open Water. And number one, The Evil Dead.
Cabin in the Woods. I went back and forth on that one too. But it's because they're wearing like winter jackets and shit. I kind of think it's more like fall to me. That one.
Same for me. That's why I had a tough one with that one. I was like,
I just aired to the east, but I'm going to just call it not summer.
Lorena says, call me when you do the Green Acres theme. I don't even know that one. I just know Green Acres is the place to be. It's something.
Farm living is the life for me.
Land stretching now so far and wide.
Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay.
I get allergic smelling.
All right, stop.
Is this, wait, what the fuck is this? DCS the musical? What's going on?
I guess so. Man, I was totally making a remix from Green Acres, and I will not repeat it on the air. I'll wait till we're up there. Miranda says humanoids,
yeah.
My buddy Tommy Click is back. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Woo!
Yeah. All right, looks like the majority of the people are back in the house. Looks like we're just a short QR and purple golf, so hopefully they're in here.
I'll be right back. Don't get dressed.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, holy.
Thanks for tuning in to the official Death Curse Society podcast, gang. Did you know we also have a website? Well, God damn it, we do. DeathCurseSociety.com. Get over there. Check it out. Look at all the stuff we've got. We've got all our YouTube episodes on there. We've got a membership program. We've got our store. You can buy some cool-ass shit. So get over there, DeathCurseSociety.com, and check it out. Woo!
Well, time for your list.
Time for the Turtles list with no thunder left. So this is going to be pretty short. So I kind of, it's a mixed match of movies that take place in the summer, but movies that take place in the summer, I usually like to watch them in the summer. There's a few movies on here that I'll pretty much watch fucking year round. But there's other ones that's literally, the summertime is the only time I'm going to be in the mood to watch any of these. And I wanted to mix in a couple of the new, a few of the old. It's going to seem like a running joke, but no, because I literally made this list before these guys did. So this is not part of the running joke. And I just think this movie deserves more credit than it gets. I'm not going to say it's the best movie ever, but I don't understand why people shit on it. Again, I'm same way when it comes to Rob Zombie's films. So can we get number 5? Let me pull them up.
Shit. You got them or you want me to?
I got it. All
right.
It won't take long. Coming in at number 5, Midsommar. Most of my favorite metal bands come from Sweden. I really want to travel to Sweden. And after watching this movie, I really want to trip out in fucking Sweden with these motherfuckers.
Well, not with these motherfuckers, but your bands. No,
they keep me. They keep me. They wouldn't fuck me up.
Okay.
I wouldn't be trying to search in their shit. I wouldn't be breaking the rules. I'd be like, fuck, we're going to watch Austin Powers? Hell yeah, man. They would adopt me. I'm fully believe that. I think I would fit right the fuck in.
Austin Powers?
Yeah, didn't they have like an Austin Powers poster in one of the cabins? I could have swore they did. They might have. I mean, they did have that Swedish penis pump. Mm-hmm. But I digress. So, Midsommar, number 5 again. Not part of the joke that happened. This is a legit number 5 for the summer.
I still win.
Whatever. Coming in at number 4. Like I said, I have to watch in the summertime. This is the only time I will ever watch this. And I'm looking forward to watching this almost as forward. Like, the first time I watched it is going to be like watching it for the first time all over again. Jaws. Because guess what I'm doing with my kids in July? We are going to the beach.
Uh-oh.
I did not own this movie. I bought it today. I bought all 3 of them on Blu-ray for like $20.
Nice.
Wait.
We can watch Jaws the very first night we're there. I let them get a couple hours in the ocean without being scared. And I'm like, fuck you guys. Let's watch Jaws and see if they can go in the ocean with you for the other 4 days. We'll be there.
You only got 3 of them? You didn't get the 4th one? The Revenge?
The Revenge?
No, yeah. I don't think it was 3. I only thought there were 3. That shows you what I think of the Jaws franchise. After the first one, I'm pretty much
maybe
done.
You got chintzed, and it's 2, 3, and 4.
Ooh.
Well, it definitely has the first one in there.
It does?
Fuck you guys. Oh. Another little spoiler. I'm only missing one movie. I found all movies in a certain franchise, minus the newest one in a fucking DVD six pack for $20. I was like, this is going to save me some fucking money. Because there's going to be at least three or four I'd have to rent.
Oh, you Conjuring?
Oh, my God, damn the show. Yes. I was like, shit, I got to rent La La Nort. Fuck yeah. It's costing like $24 to watch that movie.
Nice.
I'm a bargain shopper, man. I can't help it. I'd rather do that than pay $5 a pop to rent these fucking movies. The ones that aren't on the streaming services land. But now I digress. Coming in at number three. Just watched this one the other night. Mm-hmm. I should probably put it as an honorable mention because it's not that good of a movie, but fucking nostalgia reasons alone. So what slaps in at number three? Sleepaway Camp. This is one of the ultimate summertime fucking movies you have to watch. I mean, I would never want to go to this fucking camp. They hire pedophiles. Known pedophiles. They try to, kids are like 35 years old hitting on these 16-year-old girls, and they're supposed to be around the same age. It's like, what the fuck? No supervision, like, at all. And, yeah, and this movie was ahead of its time. Really, you really think about it when we come to the final scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's still one of the best surprise endings in any horror movie. I mean, you didn't see it coming, and then you really didn't see it coming. It's like, oh, for real? Oh! So there we go. I think everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Colonel went there, folks. Colonel went there.
That caught your attention. I mean, not even that. It's just great how they did the fucking scene. That fucking face and sound. And it was fucking powerful, man. It did its job. So coming in at number two, I think it's far better than an honorable mention. Well, that's okay. That's why we're all different. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Dude, I fucking love this movie. I know it's a little dated now, but damn it. It's still my second favorite wheelchair kill in any horror movie. Probably my number one person I wanted to get it in a fucking horror movie. Jesus Christ. It was like, ugh, fucking nails on a fucking chalkboard. So, honorable mentions. Here we go. This one could have been number five. Honestly, fuck, where is it? Could have been number five, but that's why it's. Is that fucking? Sorry, I thought I heard an ice cream truck. I'm like, it's fucking late. The Burning.
I hear it too.
I'm probably about hold up, guys. I'll be back. Come back with my fucking Ninja Turtle ice cream. Anyway.
I almost wish you would now.
I keep looking, man. Like, man, we haven't had an ice cream truck for 3 years. There's not enough people for a fucking ice cream truck.
How close is it?
There's nothing I can add to this that Zach pretty much hasn't already said. And this was not originally an honorable mention, but man, it takes place in the summer, and I think it deserves to be on this list. The Lost Boys. I mean, me and Crank still need to have a debate between The Lost Boys and Near Dark.
Mm.
That doesn't mean The Lost Boys is a bad movie. It's a pretty good fucking movie. It's entertaining. It's just not gritty enough when I compare it to Near Dark. That's all.
Either one of those could have made that list.
Yeah. I did think about putting Near Dark on there, but really doesn't specify in the fact that it's Texas. Except we already said it's hot year-round down there except for this past winter. Yeah, it's really hard to tell. It's really hard to put that in a season. And my final honorable mention, another new movie that I really fucking dug. And again, it seems to be the cool thing to shit on these. I'm trying to find it.
Way down.
There it is. Thank you. It's Us. Next, I really like the social commentary to this. I really like the idea of the story. I mean, come on. People go on family vacations. You don't expect the world to pretty much come to a fucking halt and get held hostage by your fucking doppelgangers. You know what I mean? Like, and I still die of the Alexa. And I didn't say Alexa. Call the police. Play Fuck the Police by NWA. Fuck the police. That's still fucking hilarious, man. That was great. I still get a kick out of the scene. I really dug this movie. All right, and coming in at number one, let me pull back. I don't need my fucking list for this. Mine is a little different than these guys. Granted, it could be the entire series, but for me, honestly, when I think summer, and I really want to watch Friday the 13th for the summer feel, because there's one I can watch year round. I usually stick with 2, 3, and 4. That's right. 3 movies. So, yeah, Friday the 13th. 2, 3, and 4 could be the entire franchise, but I wanted to be a little more focused on those movies, especially when it comes to summertime, man, because it all happens in, some people say 1 weekend, some people say 5 days, some people say a week. It doesn't matter. And I think on our timeline, when we eventually get to it, you guys will see where we fall.
How we feel it.
On the timeline. Yeah. So, yeah, 2, 3, and 4, man. You got to love it. You get Wimpy Jason in part 2. I mean, the boys are fucking tender.
Yes, they are after that.
You get this hockey mask in part 3 with some of the worst acting in the franchise. Some could argue. Some would say I'd probably be one of those people that agree with that. That's pretty bad acting in part 3. But I still love it for its cheesiness and all the 3D effects that I'm still pissed off. You have to have a 3D TV.
Yeah.
Watch the 3D effects on the new Blu-ray set from Screen Factory. That kind of sucks.
Because those are sweeping the nation, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it swept the nation fucking 10 years ago. And then, of course, Friday the 13th, part 4. Mm. Arguably, if you would be wrong, is the best movie in the franchise.
But it is.
And that is Colonel's top 5 summer movies.
You know, I could honestly say, great list, by the way, Colonel. But you can honestly say, I mean, if you're looking at that whole Friday the 13th body of work, myself would probably go 1 to 6 the majority of the time when I go for one.
Dude, honestly, to me, 1 through 6 are the best. I think through 7. I dig 7. But if I'm looking for just, you know, it's a summer night, you know, I want to watch some movies, I'm going to go to 2, 3, and 4 every time. And you guys know part 5 is my second favorite in the fucking franchise.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't even make my list, because I could stretch it to 6 and say, well, this is your one continual story in the franchise. 4 splinters off and does all this different shit.
Yeah.
You better not comment, Crank. Kane Hodder's still looking for you.
I'm not saying anything.
I know.
He did threaten to kill me once.
And you probably deserved it.
It's a true story.
I probably did.
All right, back to the comments here. That's where we left off. There you go, Zach, for you. Show me your Jason mask from Tommy Click.
Yeah, it's up there behind you.
Yeah.
Is that a 4 or a 3?
This is a part 4 final chapter. I just dropped a fucking tack. I'm going to step on barefoot now, but there it is.
He's nice. Got
authentic axe wound from part 3, but this is the one. A Trish Wackoff. It's created by the Devil's Latex, but he's under a different name now, Steve Bellamy. You got to search him up on Twitter to find him. He'll still do it for you because someone got him shut down. Big tough guys in a big company. So, you know, but the quality is. Fucking thing is the shit, man.
I mean, nice.
And numbered and had this thing since 2012.
Oh, wow.
Still holds up. All right, yeah, Tommy, we'll step on this tack. I'm going to send you the invoice.
All right, fair enough. Here's going from Seth. Midsommar is done. Doesn't even have Michael Myers in it. What's the point? Halloween 3 haters. Oh, my gosh. The Halloween 3 haters are the fucking worst.
Well, just the fact that some of the things they say, their credibility is out the window on their first statement when they're trying to shit on Halloween 3. Mm-hmm. I get it. Michael Myers isn't in it, but when you look at that fucking movie, and as we've said hundreds of times, as you and your boys have on your show, if they called it just Season of the Witch, we'd never be having this discussion. It'd be a great fucking movie in the lore of horror movies that happen on Halloween.
You know what I like to say? I like to really piss people off. Michael Myers isn't in it. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
He's actually sponsored by Silver Shamrock.
Yes, he is on TV. But God damn it, Michael Myers is in it. So fuck you. All right, we got a list from S. Michael here. Number 5, Piranha. 4, Pumpkinhead. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I do like Pumpkinhead. 3, Sleepaway Camp. 2, Friday the 13th. Honorable mentions, Texas Chainsaw, Hills Have Eyes, and Cujo. Number 1, The Resort. Just kidding, Jaws.
Oh,
nope. I want to black out Jaws. I'm going to get my permanent marker here. They're just kidding and Jaws, and it'll be forever known. You're number 1 as The Resort.
The Resort. Hang on. And he gets one of these.
Oh, a funny man. That's a matter with you.
Yeah.
Wise
Very
man.
Nice. That's funny. That's funny shit, though.
Tyrone, fucking killing me. I want a spaceship.
Well, go out to the ice cream truck.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I don't think it stopped. I was disappointed. Diana Barrows from Friday the 13th, Part 7. One Hot Mama. I can finish it for him. The Good Guy doll is awesome. Yeah, I was trying to.
Yeah.
Good Guy.
Oh my goodness!
Oh no! That's Leslie Vernon, dude, from Beyond the Mask. If you're talking about this.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah, I was trying to figure out what he's talking about, but
that's the only toy I have on the display out here.
You didn't have that fucking zombie one on display.
Dude, I need like a shelf back here. I think if I got something kind of mid range, I'd probably do it.
Should. That's Michael again. Jason Patrick, who played Michael in The Lost Boys, as a famous horror father. Father Damien from The Experts. The Exorcist. Jason Miller. The More You Know.
I think that's what he's referring to.
And knowing is half the battle.
FaZe. Woo! Welcome back and great list, fellas. And thanks to you all for the birthday wishes. It's tough to keep up with comments while working.
Hey, keep making that green, baby.
Make that money, man.
FaZe, this is for you.
Nope.
Direct from Wino, man.
Yeah.
All right, Lorena, great list, Colonel. Thank you. I'm sure the others were great, too. Not really. That's true. Hey. They're all about the same. The one episode, this is all literally about the same. Tyrone, also was Colonel. Thank you. Purple Goth is back. Yay!
Woo-hoo!
And then
Eileen Crawford.
Mystery.
She says nothing. She's just glaring at us.
Oh, he's just saying the Good Guy doll is awesome from Child's Play 1.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he was.
I agree.
And same eyes. Crypt Keeper had the same eyes as Chucky. All right. I try to avoid camp movies, but I'm going to get Piranha on any list I possibly can.
Yes.
And we have her list.
Oh, she's got her list. Yep.
Dun, dun, dun.
Number 5, Piranha. Paul Bartel as a camp counselor with nuts hanging out. Oh, wait a minute. Let's get Sleepaway Camp. Number 4, Jaws. Nom, nom, nom. Lucky Lady Toes.
Naked Lady Toes.
Say that 3 times fast.
No.
The Hills Have Eyes. I can feel the heat in this movie. Not so much in a good... No, I imagine not.
Which one, Lorena? 2006 or 1978? Or 76, I think.
I would say the 70s.
Yeah. Right. They're both good.
Yeah.
There we go, Lorena. Now we're talking. Number 2, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The first movie that nauseated me in Sleepaway Camp for the best ending ever. Honorable mentions, Children of the Corn, The Burbs, Frogs, and Midsommar. Really like Midsommar, but it's too new for me to give it a list cred yet.
I can get down with that. Remember that one Venom about the giant ants from like the 50s? That was one that was all big summer movie too.
Mm-hmm. So there's some good ones we all left off. I just kind of the ones I watch on a regular basis. Here's one I didn't think about because I never really look at it as a summer movie. Return of the Living Dead. Linnea Quigley. Great soundtrack. Zombies perfection.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. But it is.
Just didn't cross my mind. This
is July, man. It's right in the goddamn. Damn. Lorena. Well done.
Good list, Serena. Kudos to you. Yeah.
And she did say the original Hills.
Yeah, the original Hills. Always original unless noted.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Noted. And then
noted.
Your notations are noted.
Then we got another list from Tommy. I'll go ahead and read it. Friday, Friday 13th, Part 7. Thanks, Chainsaw Massacre, Demon Wind, Jaws of 3D, Jaws of Revenge.
Jaws of Revenge. That one.
Jaws of Revenge. Uh-oh.
And that one. Boom! Yeah, I didn't think of that one. Great movie.
Yep. Ants.
That's a great movie. That's a fun. That's one of those fun, cheesy 50s movies I can watch. Yep. I can't watch a lot of them. That's definitely one.
Yeah, man. A giant ant's mandibles would be painful. Hopefully,
we got a list from Duarte on there.
Duarte, hey. Duarte's list before we get kicked from Facebook. Ooh, number one, Friday the 13th, Part 6. 2, Friday the 13th, Part 4. 3, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original. 4, Friday the 13th, Part 2. And number 5, Scanners.
See, that's why we consolidated the Friday the 13th, because it would have taken up like 4 of our slots.
And Tyrone says, sweet. And by the way, great list, Duarte. If I said that correctly, I'm sorry if I didn't.
Duarte.
Lorraine James. Lorena. Aha, that was actually Kevin Dillon's perm doing the wah. And that would seem, I would agree with you.
It might have been, yeah.
Johnny Drama.
That was a sweet fucking perm. I mean, there's no denying that. Fucker.
If you didn't wear a hat all the time, I'd ask you to show off your perm.
Nope.
I know you're not. I know you're not.
You gotta pay to see this perm. People put me on the show without my hat before. They know I don't have a perm. No, I got a hat full of hair that's retreating a little bit.
He said instead of thinking right, you got it.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh yeah.
All right. So we got a little time to kill, so yeah. ask us some questions out there, friends.
The floor is open.
Yeah.
And excuse me while it looks like I masturbate for a second. That's what it's about to look like, I'm just being honest.
Well, wait, if we're gonna
that's gonna get some questions right there.
Here, if we're gonna get into some, here you go, girl. Go right ahead, buddy.
All right. Let me think of that perm.
Stop this. No. Stop this. Come on.
Bottle water.
Boy, that was. Get a nice,
Let's see my O face.
Oh. Oh, man. So, okay. I went back. I'll start this, I guess. I went back in yesterday. I kind of took most of the day off. Didn't really do a whole lot of DCS stuff. Didn't have to work. And ended up just watching a couple of movies that I hadn't seen in a while. Went back and revisited the Evil Dead remake from 2013, I guess. Yeah, I can see why you guys defend that so much. That's not a bad flick. I was irritated by it when it first came out. But, yeah, it's not as bad as I remember. So, I will say that.
I still wouldn't say it's great. I mean, no, it's okay.
But it when it's... It's time to ramp up the fucking how you think a Karndarian demon would act. They went there and it was good. Mm-hmm. Also, that's why I like what they did with it. They kept it fucking nuts, which is required for Evil Dead, man.
I'm not a big fan of the fucking tree demon, but
man,
I prefer the tree demon part two.
You had to incorporate that tree. Because that epic tree scene in the original, man, that's a big part of it.
Right. I watched that. I watched The Twilight Zone, the movie, and an old documentary from called Going to Pieces, The Rise and Fall of the Slasher Film. So those are the three I watched. I forgot the Twilight Zone movie was. So.
Going to Pieces? I have the companion book for that.
Do you?
There we go, Eileen Crawford. Evil Dead 4 is getting done. Can't wait. Yes, no Ash, but Bruce and Sam are on as executive producers, so
right.
That means absolutely nothing to the final product, really. They just get paid for being in, you know, for it getting made. But that's all right.
Pretty much.
Evil Dead in the City. We're not going to stop them. We're going to say go ahead and go for it, and,
That's the one that's going straight to HBO Max when it's done, right?
Right, yep. So it looks like I'm keeping that motherfucker for a while.
Yeah, I have to renew it next month. Well, not this month. Shit.
No Ash says, yep.
Right.
You know, I can't wait for. I'm still waiting for this fucking Evil Dead video game.
No shit.
Damn it.
Yeah, we haven't heard nothing. I look too. I surf around for that, trying to find anything. It just says 21. That's all it says.
Yeah.
Since we're on summer movies, best drive-in double feature from any era.
Ooh.
It's a good one.
See. Okay. What was with this one? What was with this one? Wow. What was with this one? What was with this one? Fright Night 2. I saw a drive-in, but I don't remember what it was covered with. That got shit-faced. Threw up all over the place.
Well, the first horror movie I ever saw, I've told the story before, but was Friday the 13th Part 1 and 2 in the drive-in.
Wow.
And that was amazing.
So I saw it was Friday the 13th original release weekend at the drive-in. The babysitter took us, and she was in the back seat doing her thing with her boy, and it paired with the movie The Hollywood Nights. And that's not a horror movie. It's like a 50s style comedy, you know, like greasers and doing Halloween pranks and shit. It's funny. It's got the guy that played Arliss. Can't think of his name. Anyway, they played that movie, and then I'm just like, you know, I'm trying to get a peek at what's the action in the back seat. But then this next movie started.
Fucking creeper.
Goddamn creeper. Hey,
I was 9. You know what I mean? So just curious, I guess. But then, you know, the whole scene with we weren't doing nothing, and then kid gets stabbed in the stomach. All of a sudden, I'm all alone in a giant movie theater parking lot, you know, in a car by myself, terrified at this chick's face as it freezes and goes into the Friday the 13th title.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. Fucking terrifying. I remember seeing a couple of Star Wars movies when they re-released Star Wars the first time. Mm-hmm. That was at a drive-in.
Nice.
Pearl, you got any drive-in stories?
How many drive-in stories? Never been to a drive-in.
Wow.
What? They were all but dead by the time I was a teenager and old enough to drive to these fucking things, man.
They're making a comeback now.
Yeah, they're making a comeback now. It's just the closest one to me is like an hour and a half away. And they did have a lineup last year. I thought it was pretty good. Of course, it's on the safer side. They're not showing, you know, Dawn of the Dead or Halloween or anything. It was Hocus Pocus followed by the Monster Squad. I was like, dude, I'd like to see the Monster Squad at a drive-in. But no, I mean, I just never had a fucking drive-in. So, I mean, if I had to go make my own drive-in double feature? Oh, boy. It has to be from the summer movies. I'd have to go with Friday the 13th, 3 and 4, just to make it a double feature. I'll cut out 2.
James says Drive-In Massacre and Blood Rage would be the ultimate double feature. Let's see. Corey says, I got to rock out to the Sleepaway Camp theme. It's one theme song now due to this theme. Sorry, I'm late. That's all right. Welcome, dude.
Welcome, buddy.
Yeah, welcome.
Tyrone says Poltergeist and The Shining was one. I don't know if he saw it or he would want to see this.
That would be a good one.
Rapey Tree is iconic. Don't know if that's a good thing. Best double feature had to be Halloween with Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Blew my mind.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
A good one. And Lorena says we still have one in southern Wisconsin. Yeah, there's a couple here in Michigan, too. I got one just like 15 minutes east from here. Mm-hmm. You know, but just, you know, and it's cool because you go in now, they don't even have the little weak ass speaker. You get stereo FM, you tune in right at the place and it's right on your own speakers.
So, nice. So, hey, we missed one from Duarte up here.
Oh.
When I was talking about Twilight Zone, the movie, he says Vic Morrow forever and those two kids. Yeah. Fuck. That I saw them loading him up in the train car, and I was like, man, this. I just remembered in my head, I was like, man, I had to end it here, because like shortly thereafter. That's, yeah. Yeah, that was sad. Good movie, though, still. I enjoyed it.
It is.
What have you guys been watching over the weekend? Did you get a chance to go out and see A Quiet Place 2? Let us know what you thought about that in the comments. We're not going to talk too much about it, but...
Yeah, because we just did a fucking couple hours, you know, cutting in what our thoughts were on it. And yep. It's coming out later this week, so you'll be able to catch up on it. But what you know, you can tell us what you thought if you did see it.
Absolutely.
That was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, right. Cutting the show or seeing the movie you didn't see?
Listening to you guys discuss a movie I haven't seen for 2 hours.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about it for 2 hours. No. That segment's only about 30 minutes. Now, the next one we reviewed was over an hour, if you remember, because we had a lot to talk about with that one.
There's a lot of stroking going on from all three of us.
Oh, yeah, Billy. Yeah, Billy.
You deserve it.
Yeah. Oh, man. There we go. James says, I watched Population 436 and Kronos over the weekend. Okay. I don't know either of those right off the top.
Ooh.
Do you guys know those?
No, I know Kronos, but I don't know what Population 436 is.
Oh, that's the one with Fred Durst in it.
It is?
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've seen that. That one was okay for what it was. It wasn't bad. Had the dude from Wrong Turn, May, Clueless. I can't remember his name. But he was in it, too. Well, that wasn't bad. And then we got Purple Goth here saying, hopefully going to see The Devil Made Me Do It. Hopefully tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yeah. I may have to wait until Sunday to see that. I haven't figured that out yet.
I can't. I'll be dead. Not physically, but mentally. I'm hoping not, but I have a feeling Sunday I'm going to be fucking useless. So I'm going to try to cram this in on Friday. Granted, I have HBO Max. Like, fuck, I can watch it from home.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I do want to see A Quiet Place, too, so I might make it a double feature to say, hurrah, before I feel like shit for 48 hours.
Fuck.
James also says, rewatched Jack Brooks' Monster Slayer today and had a good time. There we go. What's this? Corey says, saw an awful fun retro summer heat themed throwback with Leslie Friggin' Nielsen called Day of the Animals. Leslie Nielsen fighting a grizzly bear. Yes, seriously. Also, Howling 5 for the first time, and it actually wasn't too awful. Ooh.
I don't know if I've seen 5 ever.
No, I haven't seen 5. I'll be the first to admit. There's a certain point where I just stopped watching those. I was like, no. Yeah. After the third one, I was like, oh, okay, I'm done.
And I was fond of 2.
Kind of like Return of the Living Dead after the third one.
And James is telling you Jeremy Sisto is that guy's name.
That's his name.
Yeah. S. Michael watched It's Me, Billy a few times. It was just that good. And also Army of the Dead, not so much. Well, we talk about that in the upcoming episode, too. So
we finally broke that one down quite a bit. We got right into it, and we opened some wounds on that Army of the Dead. We're gonna find out what comes out.
Mm-hmm. Lorena says, Day of the Animals is a great movie, classic, not sucky at all. That's crazy. I gotta watch that one.
Yeah, he's serious, and don't call him Shirley.
Shirley,
lovely. Serious. Lovely.
Oh, man.
God, what a comedic genius Leslie Nielsen was, man.
The best thing he ever did in all those, you know, I mean, I used to watch Police Files when it was on, you know,
mm-hmm.
And so when Naked Gun came out, I was kind of like, hey, it's all the same fucking gags they did in the show.
Yeah.
But
the show only ran 6 episodes.
Yeah. You know, they rehash a lot of the shit, you know?
Yeah.
But in the Naked Gun, when he's deep in thought, trying to solve the case, and he's walking around like, well, where was she? And what happened to him? And then just goes, and where the hell was I? So you hear the wolf howling and shit. And he's looking around like, fuck, where am I? That was my favorite Leslie Nielsen moment.
Well, I'm the dirty minded one because I like when she's climbing the ladder and he's looking up as she's climbing the ladder and he goes, "Nice beaver." And she hands down the stuffed beaver and she's like, "Oh yeah, thanks. I just had it stuffed."
And the, obviously the concrete dildo is when he finally breaks through and he's all,
so good. So good.
There's that shit that went over my head as a kid when I was watching this.
Oh yeah, no, you don't get it when you're a kid. A lot of it anyway. But you rewatch it as like
with a concrete dildo.
It's like I want to show them to my kids, but I just keep remembering the fucking condom scene that I didn't understand as a kid. That I totally understand. I'm like, no, I don't know how the fuck I was allowed to watch these.
Good God.
Parents were a lot looser in weird restrictions back then, I think, because they knew you weren't going to get it.
Well, we didn't have like, to explain everything to us. We didn't really fucking know.
Tyrone says, I watched the remastered House on Haunted Hill. Okay. The original?
It's a price or, you know, the chick that played Dark Phoenix, whatever. Is she in it? I forget her name. Famke Johansson, whatever.
Famke?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Uh-oh. Colonel's yawning through his eyeball.
Hold that one in. Sorry.
S. Michael says, Nielsen was great in Creepshow. I can hold my breath for a long time. Yeah, that was another classic role. He didn't get enough credit for some of his serious stuff, you know?
No,
I remember seeing him in outtakes like of Creepshow, and they're doing that scene on the beach, and all of a sudden a plane flies by while he's doing his lines, and he just turns around and starts firing at the plane with the fake gun he had, you know? Fucking hysterical.
Well, because the plane screwed up their shot, probably.
Yeah. It's just like he turned and like in full like.
Couldn't do that today.
Mm-hmm. No, probably not. Corey says, not sure if anyone heard about the director behind Laid to Rest passing. Yes. That character franchise had a lot of potential and promise to me as someone not too into modern horror. Sequel wasn't too good, but loved the first Laid to Rest. I did read the news about that. I haven't seen that movie, but I'm planning on checking it out at some point.
He did makeup effects too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame, man. I don't even know what happened. They're not talking about it, so I'm sure it probably wasn't something cool.
Yeah, it may have been a self thing.
Yep. Rest in peace, sir, and thanks for your contributions to the horror world.
Absolutely. You guys want to go ahead and wrap it up for the night?
No, well, call it good. There's one more thing I'd like to show off.
Okay. Mainly James does say, I remember Richard Lynch in Laid to Rest. So
I will be back. I don't want to ruin the reveal, so hold on. I got to go to black.
No. A sock.
This was the closest thing I could find. Toddler paint.
We can just. Okay.
Nope. This is better for the surprise. Don't ruin it.
Okay. All right.
I have no idea what the fuck he's doing.
I don't either. We can't do that until he gets back either. So.
Hey, does anybody remember the end of that song "Bread Fan" by Metallica?
Mommy, where's Fluffy?
I was fucking with that earlier and went, wow, that's perfect.
That sounds about right. S. Michael says, if you watch Dracula Dead and Loving It right after watching Dracula, it's pretty damn funny. Corey says, better not be using that water bottle again. There's no telling what he's doing right now.
Yeah,
there's no telling where I'm going.
Oh, he's back.
All right. This is mainly because he's not here. Just going back a few months ago, actually, our buddy Luke was asking us what our favorite piece of memorabilia is. So I finally took the chance to get this out of storage so I could show it to him, and he's not here.
Not even fucking here.
No, of course. So, he'll watch on the replay.
Here we go. This is probably my favorite piece of memorabilia? Yes, an autographed. The Monster Squad steak? Vampire Steak by Andre nice. Gower and Ryan Lambert, better known as Sean and Rudy. It is number 48 out of 100. Yes, I could proudly say that's I'm cool. probably the only person in the entire town I live in that has a fucking vampire steak.
That's pretty and cool.
It's so fucking dull, it takes some time to do some damage. So, Luke, this is for you, buddy. Sorry. I had a show.
Hope you tune in later. I'll tag him in it and let him know.
Next week, I'll bring the zombie out, man, because that thing, I haven't brought him out in a while. There's some new eyes that might appreciate that. And maybe someone will make me an offer.
S. Michael was wondering what happened to you. He said, is Colonel masturbating again? That's how he keeps awake towards the end of the show, isn't it?
It does. It really gives me like a 10-minute fucking power spurt. Like, rah, then I'm just really fucking tired afterwards.
Really? Power spurt?
Power spurt? That's how you're going to describe spurt, it?
Yes. I'm not mean it like that. But God, I'm going to have a credit and saying yes. I meant it like that.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, you guys laugh at my bad jokes. James says, now Colonel can eat plenty of steak.
I can. Just
and
that.
Tyrone says,
goddamn club, aren't I?
Tyrone says, nice wood, O'Neill.
O'Neill.
O'Neill needs to make an appearance, man. He's been gone for a while.
I fixed the graphics. It's the not graphics gonna happen anymore.
Now we just got to put your name in as O'Neill if you want it like that.
No, that's true. O'Neill did make an appearance today for a little bit when we reviewed Army of the Dead.
Oh,
glasses off equals O'Neill anymore.
He did.
Oh, I see. All right, what else we got to do here?
Well, I got one more Tyrone / Colonel video we can run, but it's probably going to crash us. So,
well, when we sign off,
wrap everything up. Yeah. We'll play that, and then we'll go right to the credits from there. That way, it, you know.
Sounds good. Hey, one more time, thanks to our members out there. The Final Girls and Guys, Chris, Lorena, Christy, Luke, Tyrone, the Crazy Ralph, Angelo, and the Camp Counselors, S. Michael and Dave. Also, don't forget to check out our store. We got the new DCS logo Pride shirt that is available now and all through the month of June at a discounted rate. Go and check that out. And that's really all I got for that. Nah, I guess I could throw that up here. Make sure to follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube, and hit that subscription bell. Woo!
All right. Well, shit.
That's it.
That's all I got. I'll just say happy Memorial Day to the veterans in the past and the great beyond. Thank you for the service and sacrifice and the people still living today. And thank you as well, man. I know you guys never want to take that thanks now, but fucking take it because you deserve it. Summer's here. We got plenty of stuff coming at you from the DCS. So please stick with us, man. And I'll throw it to Colonel to give him his custom salutations. And
oh, before you get my salutations, oh, there's plenty coming. Just be on the lookout for the next 2 weeks. We got reviews. God damn it. I'm not going to let the water bottle shake for a while. Anyway, so we got reviews coming for Quiet Place Part 2. Well, these two guys do. It's Me, Billy, the Black Christmas fan film. The movie you guys voted on, and we watched Funhouse. What else was there? There's trailers for last night.
Army of the Dead.
Huh?
Review of Army of the Dead, too. Oh,
of course, review of Army of the Dead. How could I forget Army of the Dead? But also trailers for Last Night in Soho, False Positive, and R.L. Stine's Fear Street, a three-parter coming to Netflix. Mm-hmm. Now that that's been said, don't get sick, wash your old dick, scrub it well up and down, and don't smell like a scoop of Steve, you Summer's Eve.
Ah, yes. I mean, you know, and you guys did break my heart by not picking Skull. I mean, even though Funhouse is what it is, and we have thoughts on it. The other one dropped a 90-second trailer that is fantastically gory and violent and visceral. So, what the fuck, man? You know what me and the Colonel love. Help some brothers out, will you? Next time we put a poll out, go for the gore.
I think they were really going for like the worst looking movie out there, and they were like, let's make them look at this, because this will just piss them off the entire way, and that'll be a fun 20-minute rant.
Well, it's no resort. That's all I'll say.
It's no resort.
All right, then. Well, Colonel's already said it. Crank's already said it. I'm saying it, too. We'll see you next time. DCS out. Enjoy this final video, courtesy from the mind of Tyrone. And we'll see you next time. DCS out. Woo! Wah! Wah! Wah!